We're going to have a Chofetz Chaim marathon preparation for us to be able to get ready for the Yom HaNorom at the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim's yard site is tonight, Chof Dalet Elul. And we like to always say, just to be able to say, when we say Torah on the yard, the Baal yard site, it's not just a Stam thing. The Moreh Na'im writes such a beautiful idea on Masechah Shabbos. And he says that we know the Gemara tells us, Yavamas Adav Tzadi Zayin, that when Sifsosov Dovuz Bakever, and we say you quote something in someone's name, and they're physically in the ground. When you quote their Torah and you quote something, a teaching from someone who went to the next world already, their lips are already, they're moving in the ground. But says the Moreh Na'im a little deeper, and he says that not only are you making their lips, but you're connecting to the tzaddik so much so bechinas hishtatchus al giver tzaddikim. It's as if you're at the kever when you quote the Chofetz Chaim's Torah on his yard site, or you quote the Torah from Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz's yard site was a few days ago. You mamish come to their kever. And at the end of the day, if you're not able to travel nowadays, you're not able to go to the Kvarm, let's learn the Torah from the Tzaddikim and be able to, at least Bechinas be there. So I just wanted to be able to say three Mises of the Chofetz Chaim, Yom HaNoramdik, and then we'll say some Torah as well. Again, it might be more than three, but who's counting? And we'll try our best. First Mises comes, and I saw this in a Sefer quoted, it's a great Sefer they put out called Misholim and Maisim of the Chofetz Chaim, arranged according to Rabbi Yisrael Yosef Bronstein. Beautiful Israel bookshop put it out. Excellent stuff. So the Maisa goes, one year in the middle of davening on Rosh Hashanah in Yeshiva and Radin, Chofetz Chaim approached the Shliach Tzibor, and he kept whispering in his ear, quickly, quickly. Because many of the Tamina of the Yeshiva ate at the homes of local laymen, the Chofetz Chaim tried to time the end of davening in the Yeshiva to match the time that the Baal HaBatim finished their davening in their local shul. So the Baal HaBatim would not have to wait for the Yeshiva Bacharim. Chofetz Chaim would tell the Baal Musaf, no, we got to go faster because I don't want the Baal HaBatim to have to wait. And I thought this goes very, very well with the Torah from the Chofetz Chaim. If you look at Parshas Noach, Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah is such a beautiful idea. By Avraham Avinu, after he wins the battle with the kings and this and that, he says, "Biladai rak asher achlu ha'ne'orim." He says, "For me, I'm not going to eat anything." Biladai says the Chofetz Chaim. What was he saying here? But the ne'orim will. He says, when it comes to churmas, when it comes to your own ben adam lamakom, when it comes to your service of the Bona Shom, make sure it doesn't come at the expense of your ben adam lachaveru. Says the Chofetz Chaim so beautifully. Look at this up inside Parshas Lechacha. Kavanas ateva biladai hilamendi. Why was Avram even telling saying biladai just for me? I'm not going to get any pleasure from the spoils. Shela atzmo hechmi Avi Avram Avinu biyoysel vilenos mimelach stom michud v'atzro. I'm not going to get anything from Melach Stom, from the King of Stom, from a shoelace, or from any little string of nothing. But for them, he didn't make a chumra. Why? He says, when it comes to chumras, chumras is good for yourself. But at the end of the day, Avraham Avinu says for himself. But for the people that are with him, he's going to make his ben adam l'makom. Now going to come the expense of ben adam l'chaveru. And this is exactly what I heard from Rabbi Razner, the Chofetz Chaim, his godless. The Chofetz Chaim's godless was that his ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chaveru, they went hand in hand. Like Rav Hutner said, the pen that wrote Chofetz Chaim Lashon Hara, the first major work we had on Lashon Hara, the only major work we have on Lashon Hara, was the same pen that wrote Mishnah Berurah. Ben Adam Chaver, when it comes to Lashon Hara, and when Ben Adam came to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Chofetz Chaim says in Parshas Mishpatim, that's why they had to have a malach come down, be able to split up the blood. Well, at the end of Har Sinai, says the Chofetz Chaim, you needed a malach to come down to split up the blood, to sprinkle half the blood on Klal Yisrael and half the blood on the Mizbeach. And the Chofetz Chaim says, yes. Why? Because at Har Sinai, they're bonus shomut to show forever, for eternal time, for Klal Yisrael to be able to know, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, Ben Adam Malkum, Ben Adam Chaver, they're equal. Sprinkling on the Mizbeach, that represents Ben Adam Malkum. And sprinkling on Klal Yisrael, that represents Ben Adam Chaver. When it comes to a Jew, you can't have your chumras, you can't have your Ben Adam Malkum, you can't have your Avodos Hashem come at the expense of others. At the end of the day, this is something that's so important, especially to come to Yom HaNoram. How careful do we have to be? We're so always inspired to be able to have great kavanah. In our Rabbanan Malkum, let's make sure that is the Chas Hashem coming at our family's expense, our friends, the people we might have it next to. Maybe my might have it in the same minion this year because of all this, because of the virus stuff and everything. Let's make sure that Rabbanan Malkum and Rabbanan Chaver are mamish equal. And if our benam al chaver is lacking, then our benodam lamakum is also lacking. This is exactly a word from, we're going to say, from Rabbi Sol Salanter. Someone once came to Rabbi Sol Salanter, and he said, what's the greatest kavana I could have when I put my talis godel on? What should I put my kavana when I put my talis godel on? And Rabbi Sol Salanter said, you know what your kavana should be? Your kavana should be that you don't hit the person behind you when you put your sitzis, your talis over your head. You don't hit the person next to you with your sitzis strings. When it comes to your benam al malka, make sure your benam al chaver doesn't come at the expense. That's number one. The number one ma'aser from the Chafetz Chaim. And the middle, even in the middle of davening Rosh Hashanah, he went over to the Sheikh Tzibah because he saw that the bachim were going to go to eat by the Baal Batim's houses. He wanted to make sure that they wouldn't come late, so the Baal Batim wouldn't have to wait for them. What an incredible insight! Not only for Chafetz Chaim taught, but who he was, like you saw from Rav Huttner and the Torah by Parshas Mishpatim, and also the Torah by Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha. Moving on to ma'aser number two. Now, ma'aser number two, this is a different story. In the second day of Rosh Hashanah, after the Suda, a Talmud notices that the Chafetz Chaim left his house and went out to a field near their city. When he arrived at the field, the Chafetz Chaim sat down on a stone and remained there, gazing around at his surroundings. The Talmud, the student, mustered up the strength, the courage to approach and see what the Chafetz Chaim was doing. When the Chafetz Chaim sensed someone was approaching him, he stood up from where he was sitting and he walked towards the Talmud and said the following, today is the Yom HaDin, today is the day of judgment, and in what condition is my Avas Hashem and yours Hashem? Without contemplating the greatness of Hashem, how can one reach these virtues? Therefore, I went to the field to delve into it with great thought. The Chafetz Chaim did his bodedus. It wasn't just a blessed thing. Well, not just a blessed thing. The Chafetz Chaim did his bodedus. You know, a lot of tzaddikim, you don't have to be chassidish to be able to go into the field, to be able to talk to Hashem and think about who Hashem is, who you are, what do we have to be grateful for. Chafetz Chaim took time on Rosh Hashanah to go evaluate his avodas Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is not just, okay, I daven, I went to shul, I come home, my day is over. No, every single minute of Rosh Hashanah. Chafetz Chaim says a person has to be able to see, where's my Avas Hashem and yours Hashem? How's my connection with the Ribono Shel Olam? Where's my relationship? And this is after the Suda. Sometimes, you know, machlokas, whether you could sleep the first day, this day, sleep here, this, that. At the end of the day, the result did, no. At the end of the day, people use every minute of Rosh Hashanah to be able to connect to the Hashem. And finally, the third and final Maisa, and then get to the Torahs inside. Panovich Harav says the following story. Panovich Harav, I think his yartzeh was also recently, I'm not sure. And he was about to travel to Africa. Before his departure, he went to the Chafetz Chaim to receive a bracha. And while there, he asked the Chafetz Chaim, what message could he convey in his name to the Jews who lived in Africa? Interesting, he's going to Africa. And the Chafetz Chaim said very proudly, and he said, tell them, the Jews in Africa, that it's very easy to do tshuva. They must regret the sins of the past and pledge for the future. They should know, the Chafetz Chaim, that this is a great tactic of the Yetzer Hara that deceives a person into thinking that it's hard to do tshuva. That is not the case at all. And he doesn't quote it over here, but this is exactly the pasuk we read today in today's parsha. Ki kara ve'elecha davar ma'o b'ficha b'vavcha la'asoso. And we know the famous Machlokas Rashi and Ramban. Rashi says it refers to the Torah. But the Ramban says it refers to the Mitzvah of Tshuva. The Mitzvah of Tshuva is very close to you. The Mitzvah of Chafetz Chaim says, you want to say one thing? Tell the Jews of Africa. Don't think that Tshuva is in Shemayim. Don't think Tshuva is very close to you. Do a little bit at a time. The Yitzhahara, says the Chafetz Chaim, it makes you think that it's some big thing. Take a little bit, little things. You do one small action and be able to change your entire life. Rav Kook talked about this. Rav Hashem talked about this. The Yetzirah's number one tactic is to make you feel like there's a big, big barrier. The Baal Shem Tov is quoted in the end of Parshas Haftorah and Parshas Kisavah and Dalgamach and Ephraim. And he quotes how the Maisa, the prince, is trying to see the king and he thinks that all these barriers are there. He makes all these illusions of the Yetzirah. But when you get all the illusions out, you see that the king is... The king was right next to the prince the whole time. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling the Jews of Africa. So let's just review these three maises. We said the first maise of the Ben Adam al Chavero, Chafetz Chaim is telling us, it's not only good to have your Ben Adam Malkut intact, but you have to make sure, tell the Shlech Tzibah on Rosh Hashanah to finish up quickly, so you make sure the Bachram didn't have to, the Baal Batim didn't wait for the Bachram. And that's what we said the Torah of Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avraham Avinu took the Chumrah upon himself, that he wouldn't eat from the spoils, but not the people part of his war, not in the war efforts. Because when it comes to your ben adam lamakom, it should have come at the expense of your ben adam lechaveru, and that's what the Chafetz Chaim said about by matan Torah. Chodesh Baruch Hu Davka had to bring a malach down to be able to split up the blood before Moshe Rabbeinu would split up the blood. And why do you need a malach? Rashi says a malach came to ban shkoyach. Why do you need a malach? They're both equal to Ribono Shel Olam's eyes. Half on the Mizbech is Ben Adam Makom, half on Klai is Ben Adam Chaveiro. And Rav Huttner said, this Torah from the Chafetz Chaim, that the same pen that wrote Mishnah Brura Ben Adam Makom is the same pen that wrote Hilchos Lashon Hara Ben Adam Chaveiro. That's who the Chafetz Chaim was. The number two, the second Maisa we saw from the Chafetz Chaim, he went out to the field. He wanted to contemplate about his Avodas Hashem. He wanted to contemplate who he was. He wanted to contemplate how his Avodas Hashem, Nizir Hashem, every single minute of Rosh Hashanah for him was important. And be able to see where he was holding. And he took time out of his Rosh Hashanah to be able to go into the field, to be able to really have time alone. It's good enough for the Chafetz Chaim, maybe it's good enough for us to be able to have a little time alone, maybe after the meal, to be able to think about, where's my learning, where's my davening this year, how's my family life, am I treating my kids, am I treating my family right, how's my chesed, how's my shmir sanayim, how am I doing ben adam la'atzmo? Sometimes we're so focused, ben adam la'atzmo, ben adam la'atzmo, how am I treating myself? And finally, the third and final idea, Panav Atsharav asks the Chafetz Chaim, what's one message that you bring to the Jews of Africa? And the Chafetz Chaim says, go tell the Jews of Africa that tshuva is very easy. We just got to do it. Don't listen to the Yitzhar that it's so hard. Don't think that it's hard to be able to do tshuva. It's not the case at all. It's not the case at all. You can be able to do tshuva. And he told us, Ki karav elecha davar ma'od. He didn't quote this pasuk, but this is exactly the pasuk we read today. And that's what the Rabban tells us. Ki karav elecha davar elecha ma'od. He refers to the midst of tshuva. Don't think that tshuva is so hard. Tshuva is that you're able to be able to do it. You got to take that first step. And that's what the Dagom HaChafram quotes from Mizedev and the Baal Shem Tov, HaKadosh, that the Yitzhar makes us think that there's these big palaces in front of us and these big walls. But you realize that's one big forest. You realize that's one big illusion. It's an imagery that doesn't exist. And then a person is able to break through, like Rav Kook talks about all the time in Oras HaTshuva. Once you get past the Yitzhar's, his narishkeit, and thinking that it's hard to do tshuva, tshuva's right there. You can be able to do it. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is screaming about. That's what the Baal Shem Tov was screaming about. And that's what Rav Kook was screaming about. To believe in, tshuva, believe that we have the ability to do it. So these three ma'aseh, and then we're going to move on now to three Torahs. We'll say a Torah from Nitzavim, we'll say a Torah from Vayelech, and also for Parsha Shemos, we'll try to connect to each one. So Nitzavim, the Chafetz Chaim wrote, HaNistaros LaHashem Elokim, HaNigos Lanu Vinu Adolam, LaAsos Es Kodivir Torah Azos. Right, the hidden ones are for Hashem, the revealed ones are for us, people that keep the Ribono Shel Olam's Torah. Rashi on this spot says, Shenasu Arevim Zelazah. This is the place where we took responsibility for each other. Like the Gemara tells us, that at the end of the day, it's our job to be able to make sure that we are responsible and caring for each other. Maybe this is a good bridge from the last Maitza. The Chafetz Chaim was telling the Jews of Africa to be able to do tshuva. Says the Chafetz Chaim over here in Parsha Nitzavim. We learn from here, Shekol Echa Mishal Mosis Chaver Bekim HaMitzvos. Af Shuba Al Ba'atzma Kvar Yotza. We know at the end of the day, even if you did the mitzvah of Kiddush, or you did the mitzvah of Shofar, you're able to help someone else to be mekayim their mitzvah. If someone else is missing their mitzvah, then it's not just that they're missing their mitzvah, it's as if you're missing their mitzvah. And he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Nundal Adam Abiz, Kom Misha Yish Biyadu Limchos Be Anshe Beso Be'eno Moicha, Nispates Nisofes Al Oven Anshe Beso. If you have the ability to object, to refuse something going on in your house, and you don't object, it's as if you are committing a sin as well. And the Chavetz Chaim is screaming this, and he said, it's our job, the Chazik Bedoreno, and Moses Atoya, Shein Yisodas Das, we have to Chazik our generations. The Mechazi, the Din, we shouldn't be afraid. We have to be strong for Torah. When we can't turn up a blind eye, when we see all these affairs happening around us. Listen to what he says over here. It's our job to seek and search ways of advice, to be able to make sure we care for everyone's Judaism. We don't just care for their ben adam l'makom, but we have to care about their neshama. We have to care about their neshama. Like Hashavas Aveda. I think the Chavetz Chaim also all this from say. Hashavas Aveda doesn't just apply to one's physical possessions; it also applies to someone's spiritual possessions. Right? At the end of the day, we're turning someone's soul. We're turning someone's soul, giving them the little tired. That's what Chavetz Chaim is screaming about. It's our job. Koyis Alrim Zelazeh Hanistar Shalashem Alanagus Lanul Vinu Adulam. It's time for us to be able to not be worried about our others. We have to be careful about others as well. This reminds me of the Torah from the Avodas of Kushites, right? The pasuk says in Iyov, "Ki Adam La'amal Yulad." We are in this world to work. Says the Avodas of Kushites are Magid. He says, "Beautiful." Ki Adam La'amal Yulad. La'amal stands for Lilmod Almanas La'amid. We don't just learn for ourselves. Ki Adam La'amal Yulad. La'amal stands for Lilmod Almanas La'amid. We learn in order to teach. Why do we learn in order to teach? Because our Avodas Hashem is not complete We have to make sure that we have to be able to share the Torah with others. We see a beautiful insight, we have to share the Torah with others. We see a smart Torah, we have a beautiful niggun to listen to, we got to share with the family, we got to share with our friends. Number two, the part is Vayelach. The pasuk says, Va'at kisru lachem etzashira azos, when studying Torah properly, we know at the end of the day, this is the last Torah, this is the 613th mitzvah in the entire Torah. Says the Chavetz Chaim, in Perek Laman Aleph, pasuk Yates, what is the smichas aparshias? That Kadosh Baruch Hu puts in the Torah, Ata Kisul Chemes Hashir Azos, you have to write yourself a Sefer Torah, different Rishonim Achronim debate. The Rush writes whether this refers to a Sefer Torah nowadays or it refers to acquiring Svarim, not for now. But the Chavetz Chaim says, if you look at the puzzle right before, he talked about Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes hides himself, right? Anochi Aster Aster Panai. So he says, what's the connection between Anochi Aster Aster Panai? And what's the connection of Atal Kitzchol Lachem Sashir Azos? We have to write a Sefer Torah. And the Chavetz Chaim said a beautiful word. He says, you want to know why by this mitzvah of Atal Kitzchol Lachem Sashir Azos, to be able to write a Sefer Torah is right after Anochi Asir Panei, when things are dark, be able to show you that even when you're in the mamash, in the darkest place in your life, and you're so confused, you want to know how to come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It comes in Torah. Kiner mitzvah of a Torah or ma'or migyan la'olam, af Torah migyan la'olam. Just like light brings light to the world and brings energy to the world, so too Torah will bring a person energy and can be able to bring a person out of that darkness. And he says, you want to know why Anochi Asur comes right and right before Atal Kitzchol Lachem Sashir Azos comes to your Azos? Because even when you feel that hastar in your life, hafilu shavasor shavasoch hastar gam sham nimsa Hashem Yisparach, like Rabbi Nachman says in Torah Nenhei, I believe Torah Nenhei, Kadosh Baruch Hu is found there. How is he found there? Chavetz Chaim says, when you learn Torah, and you could be in the mamash in the craziest place. I know for myself, when I'm having a hard day, it means my Torah wasn't good. Kinyan mitzvah Torah or when having a hard time in a person's life, where do we have to run to? We have to run to the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. This is not just a stam Torah. Hashivinu avinu l'sor secha. What's the number one way to be able to do tshuva besides the steps that the Rambam tells us? Hashivinu avinu l'sor secha. Go learn Torah. Chavetz Chaim is telling us a beautiful practical yisod. You want to find the Ribbono Shel Olam's light in a time of darkness, in a time of COVID-19, maybe things aren't easy. Not maybe things. Things aren't easy for everyone in the entire world. No, it's not easy for everyone, whether you're in Bidud, in Eretz Yisrael, or things aren't the same. It's time to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah a little more. This is exactly the words that Rav Soloveitchik said in 1975 in a shir that he gave to the rabbinic alumni in 1975. Listen to these holy words from Rav Soloveitchik. The title of the shir is called Surrendering to the Almighty, Talmud Torah and Kabbalah Somechu Shemayim. It's such a beautiful thing. Where does he say it? Right over here. Just want to get the right paragraph here. It says, unbelievable. Here you go, I have it right over here. It is a very, I don't know, for me, teaching has a tremendous, a very strange impact on me. I simply feel when I do teach Torah, I feel the breath of eternity on my face. Even now, when I am old, of course, certainly not young, teaching Torah, Shiurim, teaching Torah relieves me of the fear of death and all of the blues, the depressive moments which elderly people go through. When I do teach, I feel rejuvenated, as if I were 25 or 30 years old. If not for the study and teaching of Torah, listen to this. If not for the study of Torah and teaching Torah, I would have lost my sanity in the year of the Triple Avails in 1967. In 1967, the Rav lost his mother, his wife, and his brother. He says, if not for the Torah, I would have lost my sanity in the year of my Triple Avails in 1967. I was on the verge of mental collapse and breakdown. I did not. Says the Rav. I emerged victorious. And this is due to one thing and one thing only. My mad dedication to Torah. I'm not trying to brag or to boast. I'm telling you the truth. I was hit that year and the following years. I felt somehow because of teaching Torah that I was not alone. That I had somebody, that somebody was invisible and I felt his presence to confide. There was somebody on whose shoulder I could cry. And there was somebody from whom I could almost demand words of solace and comfort. And you can look this up online. It's such a beautiful director. I don't know. It's unbelievable. This is exactly what the Chavetz Chaim telling us. When a person's going through a choshech in their life, the number one way to be able to get out of the choshech is mamash to the Torah, kiner mitzvah, the Torah. What beautiful words from Rav Soloveitchik, who's literally saying this exact Torah from the Chavetz Chaim. Why the smichas aparshias of Anochi Aster Aster and Va'ato Kisul Lachem Sashir Shir Azos? What a beautiful insight from the Chavetz Chaim and the Rav, moving on to Diyah, the third Dvar Torah. So, you know, this year, the Yom 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 in the Ram, maybe, not maybe, a lot of us, most of us are going to be in places maybe a little uncomfortable and maybe places that we weren't usually in. Maybe some of us go to Uman, some of us didn't go to Uman. Someone goes to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, some of us didn't. Some of us might be davening in shul with a mask, this or not. And I thought this Torah in the Chofetz Chaim maybe could shed light a little bit on that. The pasuk says in Shemos, by Moshe Rabbeinu by the bush, Hamakom asher ata omed alav admas kodeshi. The place where you stand is holy ground. And says the Chofetz Chaim a beautiful insight. He tells us that at the end of the day, even when it's hard, and even when things are uncomfortable, that's when we find holiness. That's where we find Kedusha. Listen to what he says. Ki amokam asher ato omoyed alav. Hainu. But osa matzav of osa shah kodeshu. The efshah rat sharatzah l'shev hu davka bavaro me osa shah d'chuka. You know when the Rabbeinu Shalom wants it the most? When it's hard. And when there's pain in the morgue, and he quotes, Lufum tzara agra. Lufum tzara agra means, at the end of the day, don't think I can only serve the Rabbeinu Shem Rosh Hashanah when I'm in Uman. Or I can only have Sukkot when I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Or I can only have this, I can only have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur when I'm in this meeting and that meeting. No, no. Hamalkum asher ata omid alav admas kodeshi. The place where you are, that's where the Rabbeinu Shem wants it. And even if it's hard for you, and it's hard for you to wear a mask, and it's hard for you to be in that minion, oh, that's where you get even the more schar. That's where the Rabbeinu Shem wants you. In this situation, says the Chofetz Chaim, the place which you are standing, that is the exact situation in which you find yourself holiness. If your life situation is difficult, it is exactly in that difficult situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to serve Him. As the Chum tells us in Pirkei Avos, L'fum Sara Agra. So I think this is very apropos, especially for Yom Noram, all the time. Sometimes it's hard to be able to focus always on Yom Noram, and Davening is longer. But especially this year, when we're not in the regular in our regular famous friends' minds, and we have to sometimes be wearing masks and this and that, social distancing and this and that. Don't think of I'm writing off Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur this year. I'm writing off Slichas this year. It's over. Like Rabbi Goldberg said, you know what? Then I just got to get through. Chas v'shalom. This is not only the time where we have to daven. This is the time where we have to daven even more. You have to daven even more. Hamalkam asher ata omer alav admas kodeshi. Don't think that if it's hard, then it's over, then I'm done. No. Just because you're not in your regular comfort zone, in you're out of your comfort zone, it's even more precious to the Rabbeinu Shalom when it's hard for you. Lufum tzara agra. What a beautiful idea. So these three ideas, the first idea for Parshas Nitzavim, Nistaros LaHashem, Kol Yisrael Rebim Zeh LaZeh, and the Chofetz Chaim is screaming to him, Nichazik the door. And when it comes to when someone else doesn't hear the shofar, it's as if you didn't hear the shofar. And if someone else is saying Lashon Hara, it's as if you didn't say Lashon Hara. It's our job to be able to step up and be able to find different ways to be able to help out the communities to inspire them. That was number one from the Chofetz Chaim. Number two, we send the Chofetz Chaim from Parshat Vayelech. Why is it that Anochi Aster comes right before Va'alta Kisvu Lechem Asashir Azos when it comes to the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? And the Chofetz Chaim told us because the number one way to get out of a person's choshech is dafka through learning Torah. And this is what Rav Soloveitchik said in 1967 when he said this Torah in 1975, but he said in 67 when he had the triple loss of his avelis, he said the only reason why he didn't go out insane because he felt the Rabbeinu Shem's presence when every single time he learned. And I believe that in yeshiva he even changed the mesechta that he was learning to Moed Katan to be able to learn Hilchas Avelis. I believe that was the case, that he felt the Rabbeinu Shem by his side. He felt the Rabbeinu Shem by his side, and that's the number one thing a person wants to feel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. We want to come closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom, especially when we do tshuva. Hashvin avinu the sorasecha. When I do tshuva, comes when I mekabel och shmaim tafka to tam haTorah. Ki adam laomal yular. I say from the phone avod yisrael kol chodesh zemagid. From we said this before, but I'll say it again. Our Judaism is not just good enough for ourselves. We have to be caring about others. Chavetz Chaim said the arev kol yisrael rem zebazeh means what we learn in order to teach. Ki adam laomal limol al manas lamed. That was the first idea of Chavetz Chaim. The second of our Torah is vayelach the Torah. Chavetz Chaim said the Torah is right. Vatal kisu lechem right after Anochi Aster. Why? Because the Torah is the only thing that will be able to get us out of the darkness and the challenges of the virus or and any challenge in life. Because the kinyan merits of the Torah. And finally, the third and final idea. Parshas Shemos, Hamalkam Asher Atom Omelav Admas Kodeshi Paragim Pasuk Hey. Wherever you are standing, that is holy ground. Don't think you can only serve the Rabbeinu Shem in certain places. Even when it's hard, that's exactly where the Rabbeinu Shem wants it most for you. The Efshah Sherotzan Hashem Hu Dafka Bavodah Meosa Shad Hadchuka. When it's hard for you, that's when it's most precious to Hashem. That's when it's most holy and most dear to the Rabbeinu Shem. When it's hard for you, when you're out of your comfort zone and you still daven Kavana, even if you're not in Uman and even if you're not in Eretz Yisrael. Even if you're not in your regular minyan, and even if you're wearing a mask, and even if you're davening outside, and you do your best, that's when it's most precious to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hashem should bless to be able to connect to the Chofetz Chaim by connecting to his Torah, like the Mori Naim told us, when we connect to the Torah of the Tzaddik, of the Baal Yartzeh, we're not only just saying Torahs from him, we're connecting to the Tzaddik themselves, we're mamish by the Kever. By these three mices, we added in a few things here and there. But the three mice of the Chofetz Chaim and the Torahs of the Chofetz Chaim should be made silshus for us and all of Klal Yisrael. And Mezr Hashem should be zochet to see the Chofetz Chaim soon in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Ksivich Simtova, good Gubench, Jor for everyone and all of Klal Yisrael.